Carrying on our limud of the Chofetz Chaim, daily companion, the Schos Rafu Shleimer for Yosef de Ben Chayla Besarch or Chole Yisroel. So we were speaking last week, finishing off about Talmidei Chachamim going on to Apikoros. And we were saying that the mistake people make is they sometimes think that Talmidei Chachamim nowadays are not like what they used to be. And a nice connection with this week's Sedra is as a Yerushalmi, which says that the Botei Din of Gidon, Yiftoch, and Shimshon are to be considered as equal to Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. So you can see that in every generation, the Talmid Chachamim are equivalent to those in previous generations. So that was talking about Talmid Chachamim. Then the Chofetz Chaim goes on to Apikoros, about speaking Lashon Hara about an Apikoros. So we hear the word Apikoros, I wasn't quite sure what it meant. So it could mean quite a lot of things. So any suggestions what an Apikoros might be? Any suggestions? Okay, fine. Someone who denies Hashem, fine. So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Lehem Habo. We know this from Perek Yovas. So that's referring to those who have a chelek. Then it says ve'elu she'ein lohem chelek lo mabo. Number one, ha'ome ein chias ameis min ha'torah. Chias ameis is not midoraisa. Ve'ein torah min ha'shamayim. And v'apikoros. So it seems to be three things. So therefore the first two can't be included in the third. So somebody says torah is not from shamayim and denies chias ameisim, seemingly not an apikoros. Another interesting thing it says, just the Loshon Ome ain't chias ameisim in a Torah. So why do a person believe in chias ameisim but says it's not hinted at all in the Torah? What's he called? So Tosfos says he's called a kofer. So kofer is a different thing altogether, which we'll leave for the time being. So what is the definition of apikoros? So the Gemara says it's a machlokas. Sadi test of the base. Rav and Rav Chanina say, Ze hamavaze Talmud Chochem, somebody who denigrates a Talmud Chochem. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say, Ze hamavaze chavero bifnei Talmud Chochem, someone who denigrates his friend in front of a Talmud Chochem. Which leads us also back to what we said last week about saying Lashon Hara in front of a Talmud Chochem or about a Talmud Chochem. And the phrase Apikoros, where does it come from? So some say it comes from the Greek Epicurus, the Greek philosopher who didn't believe anything except for live for today. But the Yad Ramah says it comes from the Lashon Hefka, person who frees himself, doesn't want to be restricted by anything at all. So these are all the background to Hefka, unfortunately, to Apikoros. Unfortunately, I haven't got time for any more, so either carry on some other time or Yankee will carry this on tomorrow in the Tashem. Start of the Thoroughway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud 7, 16th of June, Rabbi Mendy Chizik Shlita, by Nasu Aziz Eser Po'omim. This week's Thoroughway was performed by Family Reich, Lechwed Simcha Mitzvah of Moti Reich took place. Yesterday, he wrote Zone, Shisku Horuk Uskelu Rav Nachos, Simen Uchal Yotzei Chalotzehem.
The title of the shir is perhaps misleading. I've come to mislead you. It's actually a pasuk I've quoted from next week's parasha, so that nobody gets confused and thinks I've got the weeks wrong. Although after last week, no one's actually sure what week it was. I know I'm speaking Sunday Baloscha, and I know the Pasuk is next week's parasha of that time away. I picked the Pasuk because it gives me quite an easy title, a lot to talk about, and it's actually a lot in this week's Sedra. The Pasuk is next week's parasha, but the shir is on this week. The pasuk is talking about Vayinasu oisi ze'eser pa'omim, how Klal Yisrael complained at the Kodesh Baruch Hu 10 times. Several of them, that's the title, several of them are in this week's parasha. So although we're discussing next week's parasha, I've borrowed the pasuk for next week's parasha, but it's not a mistake. I do know we're Sunday Balo Yisro. Bahakdoma, Rabbi Chassid Shavot, I can't not start with Chassid Shavot, beginning of Balo Yisro. Rashi says, beginning of Balo Yisro, the very famous Rashi, Aaron HaKoyen, who lit the menorah every single day, Vayas, Kein, Aharon, Aaron did so. And we know Aaron did so. Balo Yisro gets a mitzvah of lighting the menorah, Vayas, Kein, Aharon, says Rashi, Lahagit Shavochish, Aaron Shleshino, the priest honor didn't change. So I heard a chesid shavot, a boy side pack, it is a chesid shavot and nothing more than that. But the chzachos, you'll hear in a minute. But the chzachos, that's why I have to say that as a beginning, disclaimer. They say that Aaron HaKoyen was so excited for the mitzvah, he couldn't sleep at night, he couldn't wait to do the mitzvah. Lahagit shavocha shel Aaron, shleshino, he didn't sleep enough so he could get up to do the mitzvah of Maisa Menorah first in the morning. When I come to the Olam Sunday morning, ready, fresh, after shachos for shir, so early Sunday morning, I say the same thing. They haven't slept all night just to come to Shir. But it's a chesid shavot. It's okay. Rashi does not mean that. If we take chesid shavot anyway, chesid shavot once told me that he heard it at Tish. Again, also derech tzachus on Parshas Pinchos. The Rebbe said that Parshas Pinchos, the Rebbe said, Pinchos ben Elozo. He said, Pinchos is like this. Pen, in case, chos, you're scared. Ben, you should understand, Kail Ozo Hashem help. He said, wow, Rebbe, amazing. I always thought it was somebody's name. Shkoyach for enlightening me. Chesid Shavot, lovely vote, nice idea. Shvoch Shlan Shleshino. Aaron HaKoyen didn't change, but also Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael Azoicha, Northwest London, started to away first thing in the morning. Vayinasu Oisi Ze Eser Pa'omim, Klal Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times, V'leshom B'koyimi. This week's parasha tells us several of the tests. We're going to look at them, B'shiata D'Shemaya. We'll start with a question, and we're going to go around. The Pesukim tell us, in Pirik Yud Aleph, Evo Asafsuf Asher Bekirboi Hisavu Taivo. The Asafsuf in Klal Yisrael, Hisavu Taivo, had a desire, and he sat and cried and said, Mi Yachilenu Boso, who will give us meat to eat? Okay, say it. Famous sugya later, I mean, they had meat, just by the way, to put that record straight. Rashi says later, Machlokes Tanoim, there was so much meat, the Klal Yisrael went into the midbar with so many animals. But there's Miach Nebos. Parshas Pshat is, they didn't want to eat their own, they wanted somebody else's. You know, why eat my own? Take someone else's. So Charnas HaDogo, remember the fish that we had in Mitzrayim. And now, Ein Koil, nothing, Bilti El Amon Einenu, we've just got the Mon, we're not happy, they're not. The Torah says, don't worry, says the Torah, the mom was great, it's Kizra Gadu. It looked like in Abdoilach, that lovely look about it. And the Torah tells us how great the mom was. But the positive says, Moshe heard him crying, V'yicha'af Hashem Oid, and Moshe to Hashem, what are you doing to me? Why are you making the people cry? I can't feed them anymore, they're moaning at me too much. So Hashem says to Moshe, fine, they'll have the sloth. Lo yoimechot soichlun, won't be for 1 day, not in 2 days, not in 5 days. Ad chodesh yomim, until the slov is so much for you, for hoylochem lezoro, the slov will be so strange to the zoro. But again, derech agav, I'm sure you can all spell the word zoro. Zoro is strange, zayin reish, last letter zayin reish. Hey, zayin reish. Okay. So the spelling you tell is zayin reish. Hey, the Torah spells it zayin reish, aleph. Just because we were just past Shavuos, so you also know in Megillas Rus, we had the very famous story of Normie who said to people in Eretz Yisrael, in Beis Lechem, don't call me Normie, call me Moro. Now, husband Moro, Memresh, Bakur, you can't catch him out. Everyone, you say Memresh, the Pesuk is Memresh, Aleph. So Evan Ezra asks in Megillas Rus, what's going on over here? What's an Aleph? He says, Aleph, hey, he's not too bothered. Rabbeinu Bechaya, on this week's parasha, what he says, Rabbeinu Bechaya? Ah, Nifla. So before I tell Rabbeinu Bechaya on this week's parasha, because we've got to learn anyway, I saw a vault about 8 years ago, I think from the Rekeach, who says, how many people left Eretz Yisrael, left Beis Lechem to go to Moav? How many left Beis Lechem to go to Moav? Elimelech? Nomi, Machloin, and Chidion. So the Shir should have been last week. What a wrong day for Shir, boys. I'm going over Shavuos now. Rashi says on the next Pasuk, Nomi says, Ani Malea Holachti, I left full. Rashi, what are you full? One Pshat in Rashi is, she says she was Mu'uberes. So how many, now let's go back. So how many left Beis Lechem? Five. How many of the five returned?
One.
Aleph out of hay, says the Rekeach. Aleph, Moro with an Aleph, not a hay. Aleph out of hay returned. One out of five. But what about our Pasuk here? The Zorah. So Rabbeinu Bechaya on this week's parasha says about the Slav, Vaholach, and the Zorah, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Whenever the Torah needs to write a hay and it puts an Aleph instead, it means massive. Muffling, it's massive. He says, it won't just be a bit strange. It'll be massively problematic. The sloth will be massively massive problem for you. So with that, Pshat as it was in Megillas Rus. Don't call me Moro with a hay. Put an aleph there, massively bitter. Moro, okay. So I want to ask you, Tega Boisai, what were these Esser, we haven't got time to all Esser. These problem moments that Klai Yisrael seem to have in the Midbar, Befrat this week, Parshat HaSafsof, the sloth. What is going on over here? And before the main question I want to ask is as follows. The main question. The Gemara Erechin, Tesvov, goes through what happened with Klal Yisrael. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Eser Nisyonos Nisu Avisina Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, I don't know if we're tested, it's the Lashon Posuk, Gemara, Lashon Mishnah, Test Kodesh Baruch Hu. 10 times. I've got our parasha quite a few. Shnayim bayom, two at the sea. If we have time, we'll look at that today, if we have time. Shnayim b'mayim, twice was the water in the midbar. Shnayim b'amon, shnayim b'slov. I want to hold on that, that's this week's parasha. Ze'eser pa'omim, shnayim b'slov. Twice, Klal Yisrael seemed to get upset with the slov. Right, what's the two times? So Chazal tell us, one was in parasha's b'shalach. Soon after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they said, we want food. They want food. And they were given the slov. Okay. We're now just over a year later, second year in the Midbar, Iyar Sivan time, and they want food. And they mowed for the slov. And they get the slov. Now, boys, what happened? Somebody mows for something, and they get it, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Beshalach, why are they moaning again in Baal Yitzchak? What happened? What actually happened? So the Rishonim tell us over here, and in Tesvav on a base, that what happened with the Slov? Beslov Sheni. Second Slov, the first Beslov Rishon, or Beslov Sheni, Slov Rishon. When they complained in Beshalach, Beshivtechem al Sehaboso. They said, we wanted meat, and they got meat. And now again, in Baal Yitzchak, they're moaning again. As it says, Vasafsuf Asher Bekirboy, Be'egel. Sorry, Asafsuf Asher Bekirboy. Had the Pasha. What's happened in between Beshalach and Baal Yitzchak? So Toysus Ofenot says, Rashi says, His Avu Yoisa, they moaned, Yoisa Mu, Mash Mashaloi Posak Lehem Aslov. Rashi seems to learn nothing changed. Rashi says, nothing changed. So you've got a question, so what's happened? So what are they moaning again for? His avyoysa, they mooned more, but Rashi says nothing stopped. V'harav Rabbi Yosef Koro Perish, no. Sheponsak, it stopped. That's why they're moaning. It stopped. Sheponsak, Lohem, Haslov, Rishon. The Slov stopped. They got it in Shalach. It stopped. Now they want it again. V'asav Svashe Bekirbo, Yisavu Taiva. Lifishlo Yehoyo, Lohem, Slov. They didn't get it anymore. So they got it a second time. So again, they got slov in Beshalach. They got slov again in our parasha Baal Yitzchak. Vasas vasher b'kirbo his avu taivo. So Rashi learns his avu yosa. There was some sort of extra complaint. Mashmai didn't stop. Toysa says, no, it stopped. That's why they're moaning again. They're moaning again. It stopped. So I'm asking you, if it stopped, why did it stop? They moaned. They wanted food. Right, the Chasam Sofer famously discusses the Yom Tov we have of Sukkos for giving us an aliyah covered. For the Chasam Sofer, and there's no Yom Tov for the Mon. Imagine we had the Yom Tov every single day. Chol Moed every day, Yom Tov for the Mon. Yom Tov 8 days Sukkos. that are now covered. There's no Yom Tov for them all. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He owed it to us to feed us. We've got Israel moaning for food. They got it in Bar Shalach. They're moaning again in Bar Lo Yischo. What's happened in between? Rashi says, nothing really changed. They're grumbling more. Yosef. Tosis says, it must have stopped. If Tosis, according to Tosis, why did it stop? That's what I'm asking. What stopped? What changed? They moaned, they got it. They moaned again, what changed? There's a sefer on the Medrash, Yedei Moshe, who says an enormous chiddush. The sefer Yedei Moshe on the Medrash says this. He says, between B'Shalach and Baal Yischo, something did change. Last week, Matan Torah. And Matan Torah changed the landscape of what's happening, and they couldn't get the slav anymore. Why? What happened? So they're like this. There's halacha in Chulin, Peches on a base, that when you shecht a bird, the slav was a bird, it's a quail, there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. You can't just shecht a bird, you've got to cover the blood. Where do you cover the blood? So the halacha is, you cover it in a place which is megadol tzemochim. You cover it in a place where the ground is fertile. The ground has got to be soft and fertile. You can't just put it anywhere. So derazoi. Koidim matan Torah, before matan Torah, there was no mitzvah of kisui adam. So they got the slav, they shechted it, didn't need to cover the blood anywhere. Later, they ate the slav. Then came matan Torah. They've now got a mitzvah. 1 minute, you can't just shecht bird. If you shecht it, you've got to cover the blood. Where are you going to cover it? The midbar is not a place of fertile ground. You can't put the dam of the slav on any ground. The midbar is not megadol tzemochim. Pasukin yimya. Koy mar Hashem. So how to loch chesed urayich. Lechtech acherai ba midbar. We follow Hashem in the midbar. Be'eretz lo yizuruah. A place where the ground is not fertile. So no longer could they do kisui adam in the midbar. So they couldn't do kisui adam. So they couldn't have the slav. That's how Yedei Moshe explains the difference why it must have stopped. Before Matan Torah, there's no mitzvah of kisui adam. They had the slav. Kisui adam was not necessary. We're now here in Baal Yischo. It's past Matan Torah. They go mitzvah kisui adam. Hashem's like, I can't give you slav anymore because you can't do kisui adam. And I, the ground is not suitable. Very good. I'm delighted. I don't know, I was conscious. It's the best thing for me. At least I know it's not a COVID shit. There's someone on the phone, maybe, after listening. We're here. Good. The Mephoshim Asa Kasha. There's a halacha, Budan Yoredeya, Chavches, Pshin Modcha, that if we are ever stuck in that situation where you've got to shecht a bird, obviously, and Mutuan, you know how to shecht, and the ground is not suitable, it's not Megadol Tzemochim, it's not fertile, nothing grows, I've got a solution. Chazal offers a solution, Budan Yoredeya, Chavches, Pshin Modcha. What do you do? You take the take the blood, you catch it in a beged, you get beged soaked in dam of the bird, you take it with you, no problem. Next time you come to a place of fertile ground, problem solved. What do? You take your shmata, you wash it out, rinse out all the blood, and you bury that in the ground, and you cover that in the ground. It's a perfect solution. So the Mephoshim ask, Klal Yisrael had a solution.
Why did
he
wash it out?
No, then he washed it out. That's halacha. You meant to squeeze it out again, get the blood to come out, and cover kisui adam. It's halacha. So Ibn Zoyd Mephoshim ask. So very nice. You couldn't do it in the midbar because the midbar was not megadol tzemochim. Okay, midbar is not a fertile ground. Seder, but there is a solution. There's a catch-up solution, which is take the blood, hold it in a beged, hold it in a cloth, any garment, and next time you come to a place of ground which is correct, you wash it up, so let the blood go into the ground, cover it over, and problem solved. So Yaboy said, they asked the Kasha, so why did Klal Yisrael not have that solution in the midbar? And they couldn't have the slav because they couldn't use the, had no place to bury the blood. No problem. There are solutions available. The answer Yaboy said is Dovin Iflam Oid. The answer is Klal Yisrael had, and it's this week's parasha, they had the Ananiah covered. What did Ananiah cover do? It was this brilliant thing, Anar Kovet. You'd have to close after a day of work in your bedroom, in a pile on the floor, lock it Anar Kovet, cleaned, ironed, pressed, washed, fresh next morning, a machaya, a balabosa's dream, Anar Kovet did everything for you. Rabbi say, you're going to have a shmata filled with blood of the Slav and try and take it to the next location. What's going to happen at night with the beggar? It's going to be washed out. Seder. You can't do it anymore. But now I'll show you the remez in the posuk. It's a lovely vort. But it's come up before the posuk. But have you worked out the posuk yet? No. Listen to this. Pirches in Ekev. Vaya'ancho vaya'r ivecho. Posuk in Ekev. It's one of those sort of holidays sedras, so people know it less. The most beautiful sedras. A shame holidays at the wrong time of the year. Yeah. Mishnah Torah, we've got to sort of learn a psukim, what happened, and sort of just gets missed out. Vaya'ancho vaya'r ivecho. Hashem afflicted you and starved you. Did you know you were starved in the Midbar? Listen to this, I'll show you why. Vayachil chosamon, he fed you more. That's not starving. Listen to Bozuk. You learned the holidays. Vayachil vayarivecho. He afflicted you and he starved you and he fed you the more. My children want more. They're happy for more, says Uncle Dovey's ice cream. They really don't want that other food they're getting. They're desperate for the more. And here Torah says, he starved you and afflicted you and gave you the more. Isn't that what we call oxymoron? There's no mamash of posuk, no. He gave you the mon, which lo yodu, yodato, yodam asecho. The answer is, the next posuk tells you the answer. Next posuk says, I'll tell you what's going on over here. You were given the mon, but you were starving. You were given the mon and you were starving. How do you put two together? Because you wanted the slov. You gave the mon, but you were starving because you wanted slov. So why were you starving? Why couldn't you have slov? Because the posuk simloscho loy volso meolecho, your clothes did not wear out. For raglecho loy votseiko, and your feet didn't swell. Says Rashi, simloscho loy volso anani are covered. So Rashi, exactly the reason why they were starved of the slov in the midbar is because they're not covered. And the covered says you can't any clothes any beggar you got there with dam inside it for kiss had dam be washed out. So Bazoi the Hemshah Posik and Akers Moyadik. They were starving with the mon. They couldn't have the slov. Well, couldn't have the slov, we just asked before because they couldn't bury the dam. So what do you do with it? So Rashi, Simlos Cholevolso. You're starving. You haven't got the slov. Because Simlos Cholevolso. So Rashi, now covered. How you shoving bechsusom. Oh my god, Simoisom. Now covered, cleaned it all out. But mainly Hemshah Posik. So now we understand they couldn't have the slov because now covered, cleaned out all those begodims, they couldn't have it. So now we understand. They had them all, but they were still starving. By the way, I haven't told you to explain the two shittas and toisvus. The slov did stop, didn't stop. We understand now why it did stop. Shittas and toisvus, slov stopped between baloischa, shalacha baloischa. But the mindset, I've told you that toisvus brings Rashi to say that they didn't stop. If it didn't stop, what happened? The Mephoshim asked a steer in Pesukim. And B'siyat Hashmai, I want to be zeich to say a chiddush. I tried out on my son this morning, he was maskim. So, good thing it was maskim, shit wouldn't have been happening this morning. The Mephoshim asked a steer in Pesukim. What Klai Yisrael's journey was like in the Midbar. We just read the Pesuk now, in Ekev. The Torah seems to say to us very clearly, Simlos Cholei Volso, I read Roshan Rashi to you, it's important to get Rashi clear. Your feet didn't swell. Well, Levatseiko says Rashi. Levatseiko. Loinovcho kabotseik. Your feet didn't swell like dough. Dough swells up. Kederech hoil cheyachaf. Like somebody walks barefoot. Says Rashi shiragaleim nefuches. If somebody walks barefoot, their feet swell up. Says the Torah over here. But in the midpoint, your feet did not swell. Kederech hoil cheyachaf. I've climbed Snowdon, Aboisai, 2.5 times. The 2 times with my friends, the half time with my children. So we got to, we saw the first sort of set of dogs and that was the end of it. That was, it had come down. But one of the times that I climbed Snowdon, there was somebody doing it there for charity, sponsored walk. What's a big deal climbing Snowdon? It's not a big deal. He was climbing it barefoot. I'm not describing to you what it looked like. I'm not describing to you, there was a trail of blood, I'm not going into more details than that. Barefoot. It says, Rashi, Simlos cholayvot ragla cholayvot seik. Says Rashi, the loynof chokabot seik kederech hil cheyachaf. Shagagleim nefuchos. Your feet did not swell. Says Rashi, loynof chokabot seik. But Rabbi, the good Bakur is waiting to pounce on me. It doesn't stem another pasuk. In the end of Ki Seitzer Kisavoy, the Torah says, Your shoes didn't wear out. So, kasha few rabbis say, did the shoes wear out or did they not wear out? Here the pasuk says raglecho levatzeiko kederecho lechayachav, says Rashi. Later in the Kiseta Kisova, it says raglecho naalcho levolso. Your shoes didn't wear out. So did they have shoes or did they not have shoes in the midbar? And we've got to answer our toisus and erichin whether the slov did or didn't stop. So on that rabbis say there are kama tehutzim in the Rishonim and Achronim about the shoes they did or didn't have. And Akev's mashma, they had no shoes. In Kisova, they did have shoes. Did they or didn't have shoes? Mizrahi says, you've read Rashi wrong. I've read Rashi wrong. He says, you read Rashi wrong. Rashi's not saying they didn't have shoes. Rashi learns they had shoes. Your feet didn't swell like Hoel Chayachav because you had shoes. That's what he says. He says, your feet did not swell, not because they were barefoot, because they had shoes. The Torah is saying, Avadu had shoes. Look, we'll find later. Naal Cholev also, they had shoes. The Torah is saying, your feet didn't swell like those Hoel Chayachav, because thank the abundance of you did have shoes. So that's why your feet did not swell, because they had shoes. So he learns, there definitely were shoes. No stupid psukim, they had shoes in the midbar. Tumas Hadeshin brought down says, when you look at a shoe, there's different parts of the shoe. There's a part around the side and a part underneath. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the world the shoes didn't wear out. That means the shoes around the top of the foot and the side of the foot didn't wear out. But Lemaisa, that was only to show the Umas Olam, Hashem's care for Klal Yisrael. The part underneath, Api Derech HaTeva, would definitely have worn away in the midbar. The sole of the shoe definitely wore out what's in the midbar. No shine about it at all. That part wore out. To the eyes of the world, looked like they had shoes. To those who now know Rashi, they had nothing underneath. So the Bazoi, both psukim are perfectly right. Your shoes on the outer part of the foot did not wear out. Yet raglecho loivotseiko, there was a special nest in the midbar that, despite the sole their feet being exposed to the rough desert land, Nevertheless, raglecho loivotseiko, your feet didn't swell kaderech hoel chayachav, although they didn't look like they were barefoot because they had shoes underneath the sole. They were barefoot, and therefore, Tzemach says, answer the steering and psukim. Rabbi Bechaya says, Shevet Levi. He says, Klal Yisrael all had shoes. Klal Yisrael had shoes. Shevet Levi, who had a mitzvah to carry the Oren. Mitzvah carry the Oren, we know famous, if we can dare say that, Rashi seems to say, Shmuel Beis, if we can say, David HaMelech made a mistake, we're carrying and sending out the Oren, that he put it in Agola Chadosho. Again, Rashi describes what the mistake was. I'm just quoting what Rashi says, not because I'm discussing people far more greater than us. But carrying the Oren, which had to be carried on the shoulders of the Levim, meant there was much more Kedusha attached to them, and they were not allowed to have any Chatzitza like we know Sheva Levi in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim walked barefoot. That's why no Kohanim weren't allowed to, the Kohen Gadol couldn't be part of the discussion, whether you ma'abba the year or not, because Kohen would have his own Negias, wanting it to be warmer at Yom Kippur. They were Yachav. Zokt, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Shevet Levi were barefoot in the midbar. They carried the Oren. So they had the ness of the Posuk, Raglecho Loivotzeiko. Whereas the rest of Klal Yisrael, they had shoes in the midbar. If they had shoes in the midbar, they had the second ness, that the shoes didn't wear out. But Shevet Levi didn't have shoes. So it's like Rabbeinu Bechaya. Siv Zechovim, posh the answer. Siv Zechovim says, say posh it. If you're living in the mid, if you're born in the midbar, where do you get shoes from? You didn't live near shoe shops. Where do you get shoes from? I've got cash on clothes as well on that, but let's leave the cash on clothes. He says, if you were born in the midbar, you were stuck. He says, those that went out of Mitzrayim, they had shoes with them. So they had the ness of Naal Choloi Volso. Their shoes didn't wear out. They lasted. You know, the voice says, I'm going to get my sword brought down. The Rebbe from the Shach, the Rebbe of Heschel, once complained to his father, they needed new shoes. So his father said, I don't understand. I bought shoes the same time as you, and my shoes have not worn out, and your shoes have. Why have your shoes worn out more than mine? Right, good question? Listen to the child genius answer. He said, my feet are much smaller than yours. So every step that I take, I will take 3 footsteps to catch up to one of your footsteps. So every time you walk a step, I've walked 3 times as many in my shoes to get to where you've got to. So my shoes wear out much quicker than yours. Doesn't say don't judge another person to walk in his steps. You know, shoes wear out quicker than some people. The child genius of the Gabriel Parish says, I've got to walk more steps to get to where you've got to. So the Sivzachom, someone born in the Midbar, had no shoes. Didn't have any shoes. So he had a ness of Nal of Ragla Cholevatseiko. Levi Mitzrayim, they had shoes, Nal Cholev also. Others say, I want to build this towards coming to the end. Others want to say, those that were inside the Ananya covered were carried, Ananya covered, journeyed, didn't need shoes. It's like being in an airport on a moving floor. What's it called? Whatever they call it nowadays. It's, by the way, quicker to walk. I've worked out it's quicker to walk next to that than to go on that machine, which is so slow. But if you go on that machine, it carries you along. It's gone, it's torn. It takes you along. You travel like a... You think the best event, you're going slower than anyone else. But you're moving. Zog in the Mefarshim. Shevet Don, the Onan was pilot Shevet Don. So they had to catch up. They had to run and catch up. You know, somebody asked me recently. He said to me, I don't understand. He said, Kleinsel didn't journey at night. He says, why not? They were being carried. Onan moved them anyway. That was a big deal for them. Why didn't they journey at night? I said, Poshut. Because there were those who had to walk behind the Onan. So Pseda, those in the Onan, Pseda wouldn't be hard to travel at night. What, those outside? So the Mefarshim says, anyone who was inside the Onon didn't need shoes. They're barefoot. And Ragla Choloi Votseiko. But if you're outside the Onon, you had to walk. The Onon cover didn't protect on all sides. They had shoes. V'nal Choloi Volso Me'al Raglecho. Now I'll come to a Chido. The Chido says, the Torah tells us, Balkum Edek Yomtev, Balei Ratoivo, Hufn Yushalayim, Osit Basukos Hoishavti Espinei Yisrael. Basukos Hoishavti Espinei Yisrael. The Chidor, Losh Apostle should have been, Basukas Hoylachti, I led you. Sukas Hoyshavti, we moved, we journeyed. What's Losh Hoyshavti is Bnei Yisrael? Should be Hoylachti. So the Chidor, no. They literally had to do nothing. They literally sat in the Anana covered, had to do nothing at all, and they were taken along. But that's very good for those who were Zoycha to be inside the Anana covered. They're protected, didn't need shoes. Anyone, any Baal Losh and Horror, the anonymous pilot spent his time outside that I covered, and he took and needed shoes. So Gaboy said, with that vort, saying that Shevet Don, when he bar Losh and Hora, who was outside the Onon, would have needed shoes, Mashaking those who were inside did not need shoes, we can now go back to Toisvus and say we understand Toisvus better now. We are started with the Kasha. If Klaus had Slovin Shalach, because they moaned. Why are they moaning a year later in Baloschov for the Slov again? Shnayim Baslov. Vainasa Oishis Ezepomim. Shnayim Baslov. Twice the moaning of the Slov. So Tosfos says, quotes Rashi, who says, His Avu Yoisa. They moaned again now. So Tosfos, Shem Rashi, Mashma, they didn't stop. Didn't stop. Tosfos says, no. The Slov did stop. So I explained, if we say the Slov stopped, it's because since from Shalach to Baloscho, they had Matan Torah, Mitzvah Kisui Hadam, they couldn't do anything with the dam because in the Midbar, which is not a place which is a fertile ground to do Kisui Hadam, so the Mon had to stop in Baloscho. And we explained that's because we said there's a solution of taking the dam into a Beged and to carry it with you to the next location. And we asked Anani Akovod, my guys, Anani Akovod cleaned out the Begodim, they didn't have that was an option. Gaboisai, that's only for those who are inside the Anani HaKovod. If you're inside the Anani HaKovod, you have to be inside, then the Onon cleaned it all out, and you couldn't take the blood with you, so you couldn't do Kisa Adam, so you couldn't have any Slov. So those inside the Anani HaKovod couldn't have any Slov. Those outside the Anani HaKovod could shecht the Slov, take it with them, take the beggar with them, wash it out, and to kiss them at a later oifen. Now we understand the 2 shittas of Toisvus. The Slov did stop or didn't stop. Seventzach, just like now the shoes, they did have shoes, didn't have shoes, depending if they're inside the Onon or not inside the Onon. The Zelbezach is over here as well, Rabbi Isai. 2 shittas and Toisvus. Did they have the Slov? They did not have the Slov. Between Bashalach and Baloscho, Matan Torah changed the course of events, Avada, but Kiss Adam was Negea if they couldn't do Kiss Adam. Rabbi Isai, the time is up. To be sitting next to in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Pasukos, Hoshavti B'nei Yisrael, Ahaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tufrois, Adin Sukkos, Hoshleimech, Hashkoyach, Rabbi Yisrael. Ben got 2 toys. I tried on my son this morning, he said, yes, it works. I'm sorry, otherwise. But I've been behind on Zogas, I'm worried.
Shkirch, lovely shirt. Packed full with a lot of stuff in it.
Thank you, thank you, Shkirch.
They could take a bag of it. Different people going within the camp and outside the camp.
Oh, see, there's another show about could you leave on the voluntary? Could you leave voluntarily? She asked a question. Just take it out. That's what you got. Just take it out.
But those were out. Didn't stay out the whole time, did they?
Those were out. Out.
Out for good?
Oh, no.
So what did they? So they could have had the beggar and passed on to someone else.
I see. No, okay. You could ask a better question. Shecht anyway, and give it to somebody outside. Then I covered.
Yeah.
But could you leave it voluntarily? That's the question. Could you voluntarily? Was it Nimshach over you as well? Did some say, or she didn't build a son in the middle? My bits didn't build a son in the middle, uncovered. Why not? Just go out. Yisroel meeting Moshe, the whole famous Kashrut, the first story. But the Melech HaRavi, who went to see Moshe Rabbeinu, drew a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was because the story never happened. They couldn't see Moshe Rabbeinu. But why not? Why didn't you uncover it? I've given a show on that before. Not here, right? So. Tess Roll says it's true. My husband says the story is Mizuyev. It's never happened.
Thank you very much, but wait till I get out. It's a book that talks about.
The book is talk about.
Rolly will be in contact. Rolly will put us in.
Thank you very much.
There's no war, there's no famine, there's no economic anything, there's no nothing. They live a parallel universe. Okay. That's how it is.
Yeah, Ronnie?
Yeah.
You well?
Good show.
Yeah, I went after that moment for a cycle.
I don't think you done this morning. I don't think I heard your voice this morning.
No, where I was in 7 o'clock morning.
No, it was 7:30.
No, I'm 7.
No, I'm just saying I didn't hear your voice this morning, so you didn't done it for the
moment. Oh, no. No.
I'm sure you were there.
Friday.
That's not a shine.
Yeah. No, I was there, but as soon as I finished, I left, because I realised that if I make it quick, then I can do something in between. So, tackle the work done. Ronnie Satzke's in, be well. It's still recording.